boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. I'm Aunt Carolyn, and I'm surely glad you've made it in on time. You know, our club is special. Very special. Some kids' clubhouses have a board over the door that boldly says, "No girls allowed." And some paint a sign outside to say, "No boys allowed." But in our club, both boys and girls are not only allowed, they are welcome. And we even let some older folks in sometimes if they don't act too grown-uppy. So get settled now for a good time of music, a story, and good fellowship. Now, here's the choir. Bible clubbers, put on your thinking caps and get ready for this week's brain teaser. You'll need a pencil and paper, too, to catch the address afterwards. All right, are you ready? Here's your Bible question. King Ahab had a wicked wife. She hated the prophet Elijah. She rejected his preaching and vowed to have him killed. But she died a horrible death instead. What was her name? Now, if you need a clue, listen to this. You can look in 1 Kings chapter 16 and 19, or you can look in 2 Kings chapter 9. Find the answer and send it to me, Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or here's our email address. AuntCarolyn@childrensbibleclub.com. Now remember, it was King Ahab's wicked wife who hated the prophet Elijah and rejected his preaching and vowed to have him killed, but she died a horrible death instead. What was her name? 1 Kings 16 and 19 and 2 Kings 9. Send your answer to me, Aunt Carolyn,
6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570.
We'll answer your letter, and if you give us the correct answer, we'll tuck in a little prize. And now, here's the choir again. Every day of God's creation was exciting. And did you know that on the fourth day, God did something that still controls our lives every day? He made the sun and moon and stars. He just hung those giant lights up in space on nothing. No nails, no hooks, no hangers. God just flung them into space, and they stayed right where He put them. He made the bright shining sun to give us light and warmth by day so we could work and play and the plants could grow. Then He made the moon for a lesser light at night so it would be dark enough for us to sleep and rest, but not pitch dark so that we'd be afraid, and so the night animals could come out and roam and find their food. The sun and moon to this day regulate our seasons and days and years. God set them as His great clock, and they're so dependable that we still set our watches and calendars by them. God filled the heavens full of beautiful stars. He put them all in place and told them to stay there and not get in the path of any other stars. God didn't want any terrible collisions, did He? And the stars obeyed and stayed right where God put them. In fact, seamen in ships and airmen in airplanes today can set their course by the stars and not go astray or get lost. God saw that all His lights were good. Psalms 19:1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork." Even in God's creation so long ago, God not only showed us His almighty power, but also His wonderful love. In the radiant sun, God gave us a symbol of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "I am the light of the world." John wrote that Jesus Christ was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And the Lord Jesus Christ did come into the world to die on the cross to save sinners like you and me. As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Boys and girls who repent of their sin and trust Christ alone for salvation become children of God and receive eternal life. Isn't that wonderful? Now, in the moon, God gave us a picture of those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, those who are really born again. The moon doesn't have light of itself, but reflects the light of the sun. And like the moon, we do not have light in ourselves, but when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, we have His light. We should truly reflect Him in truth so that others would want to know Him too. God gave us such wonderful truths, even in His creation, that nobody has an excuse not to be saved. Now came the fifth day of creation. Believe me, it was a busy one. God looked at the beautiful water He'd made. There it lay, quiet and tranquil and empty. Well, God soon fixed that. He made that water come alive with swarms, well, schools of fish and sea creatures, from little bitty minnows to gigantic whales flipping their tails and blowing their spouts, from slippery eels to scaly crocodiles. God made them all, from lovely angelfish to tiger sharks. The seas came alive at God's command. God also looked at His vast expanse of lovely blue sky with fluffy marshmallow clouds. But the skies were quiet and empty. Well, God fixed that too. God said, "Let birds fly above the earth and in the open heavens." And suddenly the air was full of birds, from teensy fluttering hummingbirds to majestic soaring eagles, from lovely bluebirds to raucous crows, from soft, sad mourning doves to laughing kookaburras. Wings and feathers all over the sky. What a thrilling sight! And God blessed them and said it was good. Oh, yes, his creation was good, because God himself is good. He made it all by the word of his power. Now, I'm sad to say this, boys and girls, but sometimes someone who doesn't believe the Bible and doesn't love the Lord Jesus Christ may tell you that the world just happened into being by a hopeless theory called evolution, that the world started from a gas and struck a spark that exploded a big bang and there was the earth, that a blob of mud sprouted legs and finally kept changing until different animals evolved, and even that people evolved from monkeys. How fantastic! People say things like that because they don't want to give glory to God. But the Bible says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. For he spake, and it was done. You could stake your life on it. After all, God said it. He was there, and he ought to know. You can take his word for it. Isn't it wonderful to be able to trust him? Oh, if you're a Christian boy or girl, stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ. Be true to him and to his word. But if you're not a Christian, receive Christ today. Perhaps you'd like to write to Aunt Carolyn and let me send you some helps to understand God's way of salvation. And now, until next week, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.